life. Transformed himself. God didn't transform it. Transformed himself. An angel of light. So that's the one with the knowledge that God revealed to his servant. And he's using that knowledge now to poison the religious makeup of the people. And when he poisoned the religious makeup of the people and takes the natural tendency and that spirituality to worship one Allah, one God, one Creator, when he poisoned that and turned their interest toward themselves to worship a man as God, it is done. The only thing can make for freedom of mind or freedom of morality in the individual is that first his vision be straight. Once his vision becomes double, he's lying on one side and trying to pretend truth on the other side. He is finished. With their worshipful nature in man, don't you know we are all born with a nature to worship? In fact, not only man, but also jinn, according to the Quran, according to our book, the Quran. Even the jinn has been given that nature. He has an inborn nature to worship. Allah says, I've not created neither men nor jinn for any purpose except my worship. Oh, buddy, oh, buddy. You don't know how broad that statement is. It covers a wide, wide area of science. Oh, yes. Except for my worship. Now, dear people, once the spirituality is poisoned, once it's poisoned, it becomes sick, then it will turn away from the worship of God. And once we turn away from the worship of God and start to worship ourselves and our low desires, which is also characteristic of the atmosphere when poisoned. Allah says in the Quran, speaking of that individual who has gone to extremes beyond which there, for which there is redemption, he has made his own inclination or his own desire his God. Yes, that poisoning of the atmosphere. Muhammad, he used to preach the Bible. I used to hear him every Sunday almost, or whenever he preached. I used to hear him preach the Bible. He loved scripture. He had a fascination for scripture. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I've heard him preach the breaking of the seven seals. And he understood the breaking of the seven seals to be the knowledge that God is a man and the devil is a man, and that the devil, a man, is responsible for the religion being wrong in the world. Now, let us look at that. We know that that has basically un-Islamic pagan ideas. All right? But let us look at it again. When you look at it again, you see that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was on to one thing, and that was that folks are not responsible for our world being fouled up. For a lot of this mess we hear in the ecclesiastical circles. He was on to that. Now, I'm not trying to justify his teaching that is contrary to the teaching of the Quran. I would never try to do that. I'm the man who came out and got on the case and down, and condemned it. So I wouldn't dare try to justify. But all I want you to know before I go on to my next thought is this, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was innocent until Farad Muhammad made him guilty. Now, you take that and swallow it, and I'm not going to give you no humor with it. You got to swallow that bit of medicine, baby. I ain't going to sweeten it a bit. We still have those old slave sentiments that were induced in us during the plantation life. The love for other than yourself more than the love for your own. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is an African-American. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was raised in the South, a Baptist, and knew nothing but what he was taught. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never belonged to any esoteric school. He never belonged to any school of secret wisdom. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was never in Arabia before he met Farad Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't know to condemn the Bible until Farad Muhammad told him to or taught him to. He didn't know nothing about God in no other state but other than the way the world gave it to him until Farad Muhammad told him to. He had no clear guidance in this world. The world had suppressed his intelligence. The church had suppressed his intelligence. So when he heard a man speaking from high echelon wisdom, he was enchanted. He was fascinated. He was duped into accepting what that man said and believing that that man was the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now that I know the truth, should I say my father was the villain? But I know the villain was the angel. Who transformed himself an angel of light. I can back up what I'm saying. I can spell it out to you as clear as your name. What I'm referring to? I'm referring to the second act of this trick. First, it was acted out on the European man. Then the angel of death came to act it out on the African man in America, knowing that the African man in America was the one that was copied, emulated among all the black people of the earth. You go to Africa and you see how the African man behave over there. You see he's acting like you over here. He thinks you hip. H-I-G, is that how you spell it? I think so. Hip. He thinks you hip, you know? So he tried to act like you. And when you go over there, oh, they all have a party. They're so happy. Yeah. Look when that fellow went over there. No, no, not him. Yeah, look how he was received. But I'm talking about one that played that music. He just goes. He's going all the time. Can't think of that fellow's name right now. But he's on the, he performs on the order of James Brown a little bit. And on the order of, Wilson Pickett. Wilson Pickett. Yeah. Wilson Pickett. That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah, Wilson Pickett went to Africa with his tour. Oh, he was received like a king. And they just went crazy over his music, his performance. There was a film out on it. Yeah, he went crazy over his performance. Had him under a spell. Yeah, they were just like mesmerized. All he's doing is just admiring him with the expressions and everything. They're just admiring him, you know, so happy to admire him. Because he represented the progressive to them, the free and progressive black man. Don't think that this militancy that you hear about in Africa is what you see over here in some of us. Their militancy, man, is a desperate surge toward a decent meal, decent clothes to wear, things that you take for granted. That's what that militancy is. When you get beyond that, man, they're worshiping us. They idolize us. Oh, yeah. It's not that they idolize the intelligence in us. They don't. Most of the Africans scorn the intelligence in the African American. And they have a right to. Your conduct as a people justifies. Your behavior towards yourself justify them having that scorn for us. Now, let me go on. They have an admiration for your freedom, for your flippancy. See, they too uptight to be flippant. But you know, you loose and carefree, you know, you don't give a about anything. You know, and they say, hey, they right over there under Whitey. People who are slaves here. And they just having a ball. They're some remarkable people. So they just want to see you, you know. You like something they brought back from Jupiter or something. Everybody want to get a close-up look at it. Getting late, and I hope I won't hold you much longer. Scripture says that Satan, the devil, became the prince of the air. Prince of the air. What is prince of the air? Ruler of the air. What is ruler of the air? Ruler of your spirituality. The tendencies in you to behave in given ways. Alright? Okay. He became ruler of that. If he is prince, that tells me that there's one over here. I'm sure they had the availability of the language. A prince ain't the highest one in that order. A prince is under king, isn't he? Okay, he became the prince. So that means he was actually functioning for a king. Now, who is causing up our atmosphere? America's commercialism. America's industrial merchant. They're the main one in direct connection with the dirt. Can anybody deny? I don't want to take up all your time, but I can make that crystal clear. When industry conceives an idea, that idea is given to them from who? Science. Science gives them the idea. All right? Then what comes into play? The greed, the element of greed comes into play. And they break the moral discipline of science to get more from the people. Is that right? All right. So they take the tool of science and they use it with no respect for the the life God intended for the people. So if there is a possibility that they can structure a grace grant here in our community, and we say, no, we don't want that grant in our community because it's going to bring in degenerates. Because you don't have any moral criteria for your personnel. You will employ any kind of people. And we don't want undesirables coming into our good community. It's a money advantage is big enough for them. They will not only buy you, they will move you. They will move your whole community out of that location so they can establish their plant there. And you let somebody speak against it in politics, and they will have his. All right? I say if there's enough at stake. So they come in with industrialization. And they break up the social organization of the society. They destroy the morals of the society. And eventually the whole society becomes slaves of the influence of material industrialization. Is that right or wrong? Now, this is the press doing this. There's a king. Where it says that the amount of gold of the kingdom of Solomon. Old Jerusalem was 6, 3, 4, and 6 talents of gold. All right? In Revelation, it says, he who has wisdom, let him count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. All right? What am I saying with these folks? I'm saying this. That this world's use of science is the transformation of the devil as an angel of light. That's what I'm saying. This world, in order to know in this world what is that devil transformed as an angel of light, you have to know how they use science. Their use of science is that devil transformed an angel of light. Now, how is that devil now connected with materialism? It is because the motivation is materialism. The incorrect use of fire is because of materialism. Therefore, the book says the connection is between the 666 of Revelation and the 666 of Prodigal dealing with taxation. What increases the taxes? Greed. Everybody wants more for their dollar, or more for their investment, and want to give less in return. So in wanting more and wanting to give less in return, the burden of taxation grows and grows with the multiplying of conveniences. Everybody wants the conveniences. With the multiplying of the conveniences, the demand is increased. So the result is that the people want more and don't want to give for what they receive. So the burden falls back on who? The little man. Who receives the crush, the brunt of it? The little man. If you follow my talk, I've hit north, I've hit south, I've hit east, I've hit west, I've hit down, I've hit up, I've hit in circles, in squares, in triangles, I've hit in everything. But if you have been listening to what I've been saying, there is a perfect consistency. We are talking about freedom. And right, and understanding that in the life of society. We are oppressed because the true use of knowledge is held back from us. The sciences are abused, and they are not shared with the common man, so the common man can know the epistemological roots of his life. Yes, he's ill prepared to deal with the forces of science in his life. And the forces of science are doing everything they can to make him a complete tool. Nothing but a slave. Do you think this is democracy? Labor is organized as a slave camp. Church is organized as a slave camp. Business is ruled by a dictator, an oppressor. You can only get as far in business as the big business people want you to get. If they don't want you, they will stop you instantly. How can you talk like that, mister, and yet say that you love America? Let me go back to the speech we gave a little while back that is reprinted in this issue. Excerpt from it is in this issue of the Lalia News, wherein we identify a contradiction in the American life, in the American history. And we distinguish between America the beautiful and America the ugly. I don't like deception. I won't stand up for deception. But I like honesty. I will stand up for honesty. And I find that the promise in the Constitution of the United States of America is freedom, liberty, truth, openness, honesty, and justice. So I stand up for that. And I declare America is beautiful. Beautiful in her true intent. But ugly under her skirt. Why? Not because any of those architects of the Constitution were devils. No, they were not. They were honorable men. They represent some of the best men ever walked on earth. In spite of the things you heard about some of them, that they had slaves. Some of you got more slaves than they had right now. And you won't let yours go either. You will not stand for an emancipation proclamation. Yeah, you enslaved your children. You enslaved your husbands and your wives. You enslaved the people that work for you. You enslaved your friends. You were slave master. I'm saying that some of them were the most honorable of people. And while they had slaves, some of them, they were trying to improve the well-being of their subjects or their slaves. They would give them opportunity to become educated. They would look for a sign. A promise. A sign that they had some aspirations, some high aspirations. And these good people who had slaves, they would nourish that desire in that slave. And they would pay with their own money to send that slave somewhere where he could get a better life. This is fact of history. Many of them educated their slaves themselves. Got good books for them, gave it to them and educated them. So don't think everybody that had slaves was cruel or was really a slave master. Many had slaves, and their slaves were nothing but just workers. Workers that weren't in a situation where they could make a choice because of the character of the whole of America at that time. I hope that we would have been out of here by now. Let's begin now. Look at the problem. Today, now that Bible, that's pretty old, isn't it? Do you think the Holy Quran says something different? No. I gave you the Bible because you understand the Bible. The Holy Quran says the same thing, but in different words. That the worst of all evils is the exploitation of the moral and spirit and spirituality of the human being. And it also says that the thing that will bring death is materialism. It says that too. The Bible says it and the whole Quran says the same thing. That the thing that will bring the death upon the people, corruption and death, will be materialism. In fact, Prophet Muhammad said of his own people, he said that you will go to sleep. Why? Because your appetite is going to turn from this to the material comfort. That's what he told them. He told it on people that. and the Quran tells us, just as the Bible tells us, that the thing that's going to bring the world to its worst state is material greed. The cause of material greed, man corrupts the morality of the people, the spirituality of the people, and misuses the sciences that God reveals. Yes. Now, what is the meaning of 666? How come he's called 666? God said he created the man on what day? The sixth day. This is not any man. This is the man God created. That's what it's telling you. This is not any man. This is the man God created. His number is six. But not six one time.